you know about that. No, look at that. But me, I'm not music. You know about what you know about that. Just going. What is, how does that intro your whole life? What you know.
Get out, out, walk out. Pick up my shit. Leave. I need, you need to leave.
How did you just say that?
Anyway, it's okay. Like what you like. Like what you like.
Oh crap, this. Not skin, man.
I'm not goosebumps. Imagine just watch my skin. It always does that. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Even the day at 15, you're like, just touch my skin.
Yeah, I got goosebumps. Yeah, I don't know. When I take shots, I get goosebumps. I don't have a shit face, but I get goosebumps.
You don't have a shit.
Oh, I don't have a shit face. Yeah. I don't have one. But my body will let you know. Alcohol is in her system.
It's in her system.
I'm trying to goosebumps everywhere. I'll get my toes.
I'll get the chills and then I'll also have a shit face. Yeah, because I'll be like...
Is that healthy? Are we like dying, Amma? Because
why would you say that?
Because your body is not supposed to just be doing those things. Actually. I know. When you drink juice, that doesn't happen. So how comes when you drink alcohol?
But this is poison, love. This is poison. I think you'd react the same way if it was literal poison. So this...
Crazy. All right. Let's go. The baby, let's go. The baby was cancelled, Badu.
I think it's still cancelled, yeah.
Damn.
But the people who are still fans, so...
You know, even if you listen to his music, Badu is on my concert in Yanamis, those thingies, those promotions, whatever he's taken out of, those eat so much of his money.
That's what at least cancel culture is actually, you know.
I hate it here. I want to go home. Mama ain't raised no bitch. Mama ain't raised no bitches.
Facts. What? Oh, child. No. That was not pretty.
Why do we do this to ourselves? Why?
Right.
Why?
Right? In the name of a good time.
In the name of a good time. So, hey guys. Welcome back to another episode. Okay. It's me not knowing the episode number. I think it's 5. It's 5 or 6. It's 5. It's 5. Yeah, it's 5. Let's just go with 5. Whatever. If it's not 5, Dakata too. Shall just save my ass. But I think it's 5. So anyway, it's your host with the mostest glow. I never, ever, ever introduce myself. Me or Sahau, because most of the time, sinanga manners. It's like when you introduce yourself to people, sometimes I don't say my name first.
Really?
I'll just start the conversation.
I go like, hi, how are you? Steph.
Oh, for real?
Always.
Now, me, sometimes I just start false talking because I'm nervous.
That's why when you introduced me, I still said Steph. Oh, like, because it's false of habit.
Me now, I get nervous and I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. They don't need to know my name. Just in case need chome, I could get away with
it. Oh yeah,
I could get away.
Yeah.
I'm not saying new trauma. But anyway,
but
just in case. Wow, it's the way to make a very wild. Can you check kuachana? I feel like I just saw you yesterday.
Right.
But anyway, right. So I'm in the studio. With my girl Steph.
Hey.
Stephanie, full for Stephanie. I'm sorry. Steph sounds like such so bad man. And then in full.
Stephanie. Man.
And young girl Steph Stephanie. Just... It sounds so innocent. Like you sound like you don't do the things you be doing out
right.
here.
Right. Ooh, because the thing, what are you
the
trying
thing
to say?
She be doing a...
What are you trying to say?
What are you saying about me?
Wow.
What are you saying about me?
Wow.
Let me tell you, I knew we were going to be best friends when we passed the vibe check. When we were singing, we're going on a trip in our favorite rocket ship.
You know what? I actually want to do that. I want to do shrooms or LSD.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Whoa, girl, whoa. Oh. Damn. They're going to hear this. They're gonna hear everything you say. So be careful. But sure. Go ahead.
And then on my Finsta, I'll post a picture.
Beep. So anyone listening to this, Glowful does not condone use of drugs.
Use of drugs.
No. Okay.
But psychedelics, no.
So don't sue me.
No, but really. I want to take like a picture, and then that will be like the background picture. I mean the back.
Mm-hmm.
The background song. Oh yeah, because you're going on a trip.
On a favorite rocket ship. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. That looks like so much fun. Can I do it with you?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Can we do these drugs together?
Yes. Yes.
We're going. Okay, so.
Little Einstein.
I'm in this too. Little Einsteins. So I'm in the studio with my girl Stephanie. I call her Stephanie. I call her Heffany.
I'm a head out.
So introduce yourself. Tell them something about you before I start grilling you.
Damn.
No, grill's crazy.
Shukran, mom.
If I ever get my hands on them, see Rudy.
Now that I heard that, psychopathy, mom.
Should have waited until I actually got them.
I know.
Oh, well. Hey, Maisha. Things have a way of coming.
Ah, you think
that's
so?
That's what he said.
You know? Whoa.
No, no. Hey, bro. Whoa.
It's the... Damn.
She wants
is this water
ready.
Or is this...
It's a joke with anything.
Oh.
But yeah, we're hydrating. All we do is hydrate.
You know, stay...
It was...
You're a liar, man.
It was. It wasn't. It wasn't me.
It's the residue.
I was like, it wasn't... Damn. It definitely was not me.
Or maybe it's the alcohol. Maybe I just don't remember.
So I'll tell you, could you introduce Emma? You can just say...
Man, I think that's really so awkward.
Yeah.
That's usually...
Tell me about yourself. Yeah. All of a sudden, I know nothing about myself.
I know nothing about myself.
I'm not going to vibe. I'm not going to vibe.
So I'm going to chill too.
I'm going to vibe.
Vibe too.
Vibe too. Good vibe.
I have nothing to tell you, man.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts. Because I'm stuck. We were together. Yeah. We were together last weekend. Hey. Laps to my chapa. Done the most unnecessary laps. And then now, even finding out more information, I'm scared for my life.
Scared, man.
I can't say it here. I can't say it on the podcast. What? To not move crazy. But it's allowed. It's allowed. It's allowed.
I mean,
it's allowed.
We're living. We're living. At least we'll
say
we live.
Living, girl.
You know?
Just live life.
My vibe right now is just living
just
life.
Just living life. I like that
just
video.
Living life.
Courtney.
I know.
Living
I
life.
Know.
We're just living life.
Just living life.
So how's
That's
your
just
weekend?
My vibe right now.
What have you been doing without me? Without me? Man, bro, unakumbuka tukiimba all the rock songs last weekend.
I know.
Hey. I wanted to call you and ask you who hurt us. Because where... How should I say it? Should I say Nickelback? Who was saying Nickelback?
I know.
Crazy.
I actually wanted to say that. I wanted to say that, man. Then how you remind me?
Hey, it's not like.
So sorry.
Bro,
that was wild.
Who hurt us?
I know.
No.
Who hurt you, man?
Who
hurt you?
Me. Mnafaku Lisa who hasn't hurt me.
Who hasn't?
Nadhani ukunje mini badmon. Eh, ukunje.
Kumbe apa. Kumbe apa. When do nasim? I think that's even.
Na kula madharao kanjugu. Kanjugu out here. Eh, bro. Eh, apa. We na kula madharao kanjugu. But it's okay. It's okay. Bounce
it's
back.
All right. We
bounce
have,
back
yeah,
game crazy.
You know, mine are set back for a major comeback. You know what it
I
is.
I think my problem is I like horrible niggas.
Yeah, don't we all? Don't we all?
Remember my taste?
They say it's nice guys women. Finish last. We always go for the bad guys.
Horrible
the bad
men
boys.
Are beautiful.
Horrible.
Child. You think I'm seeing the red flags when he looks like that?
But still. You know
ruined
what?
My life,
I'll wear like rose-colored lenses and all those red flags will look pink or some shit. So, you know.
I'm a little bit indigo. A little bit you indigo. Sir Chris Breezy.
Some Chris Breezy. You had to. You had to.
Listen to all my episodes.
You had to.
I have thrown in Chris Brown in every
unnecessarily.
Single...
Unnecessarily.
Unprovoked.
Unprovoked.
Nobody. Glow. Chris Brown.
Chris Brown.
So Chris Brown. So let me tell you about Chris
Christopher
Brown.
Christopher Morris Brown.
This nigga just has to notice me at this point.
At this point. But I told you, yeah?
Uh-huh.
You know, if we get married, we're... I'm in that relationship too.
Never. Never, ever.
You can't be selfish. Hey. This life is... We share. At this point.
I'll be dropping bodies for Chris Brown. That's him.
Me too.
We seem chills. We see a game.
Me too, man.
I think you guys think this is a game. It's not.
But it's... But listen.
Girl, don't look at me thinking... I don't know. I'm saying that's a Japan.
I know.
Anyway.
Listen. How about a theory?
I want better for my ladies.
I know.
I want better for my ladies. No. No.
It's embarrassing. Are you not embarrassed? Are you not ashamed of yourself?
For Christmas? For Christmas? Hey, when the episode of Chris Brown?
Oh. Sit.
I'm going to cut all this out. I feel like I should. He's been discussed too much on here.
Too much.
He whose name should not ever be mentioned again. Until you get a few shots in me, then I'm like,
ASMR.
So Chris Brown,
a little ASMR for it.
So how's your week been? Other than
Kukua
outside.
Me, after that shere, hey man. I was only outside yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
After so the last time Kukua outside was like Sunday?
I didn't do Sunday. Me, I told you.
We got there at 2 a.m.
And the place was packed. I'm like, it's 2 in the motherfucking morning.
People are having so much fun.
It was 2 in the...
And then there's us showing your fish, your SpongeBob, boom. The party's here. We're here. We're finally here.
I'm here, man. I'm here. What's happening? For us, what's happening?
What's happening?
But that...
Really? I don't know. Kumbuka anything. Because clearly I'm asking if you remember.
No. Like, I remember bits. Like, Kentwood or Kenwood, whatever that place is called. I remember bits. I remember taking you guys to that room.
If you guys are listening to this episode and you know the place we're talking about, please, Ebu, tell us. Because we're not so sure about it.
Because that place was a plan. Ebu. Apparently, it's just rooms and then a bar at the top.
It felt like that video, Rihanna and Drake. And they're just dancing in the room. Like, a dance hall, maybe.
Walk.
It felt like those vibes. It felt like you could do that. It's like you could have your own music and play it inside there.
Because people got rooms. Okay, people didn't get. Wasn't getting rooms.
I mean, I don't know.
I feel like getting rooms.
I feel like you have to get there early. It was so packed. When I went outside to the parking, it was so packed. It was so full. It was so nice.
We're just entering rooms. We're just in and out. I was just in and out the bamboo forest.
We belong to the streets.
The screens.
The last screen.
Chop. No.
Not to keep that's running a bug. Let me tell you, some nigga literally passed me and said, how can you have a banana bag?
I know, you know.
I was about to throw my whole bag. I was about to throw everything I owned. I was like, you know what? I don't need it.
They need to understand we had been shereheing from,
Girl, they don't know us.
Yeah, they don't know us, man.
So are they judging
us? We've been outside.
We?
Wow.
When she starts speaking French, I start speaking Spanish. Adios.
Sayonara.
Adios, muchachos.
Sayonara.
Arriba.
Arriba.
Andale.
Shame.
When me and you are together,
it's a disaster.
Hey,
I go clink, bitch. But we're not taking a shot. You need steady sip, man.
So, we're talking about shots of water.
Trust me, baby. You want to take a sip?
I
know. This is unfortunate.
Very unfortunate. I wish I
We're foolish. We're foolish right here.
The next time I call you, I feel like that's going to be my first visual.
There'll be a next time.
Don't act like you ain't know.
Don't make me cry.
It's gonna shoot that, but it's okay. With plastic, but okay.
Some ASMR for you guys.
What? Okosawa. You're worse than me. I feel like I'm okay.
Yo, no.
Now that I met you?
No.
Yeah, I'm
you will seen, not I'm do, seen you will lot. Not play that card. No, we won't.
So, Miss, what you introduced to Nanza to know what you did this week. So, where have you been?
Me, I couldn't introduction, man.
Lady on the streets.
Child.
You better not. Ni wapi
hujakuwa. Man. This week I've just been relaxing, man. Sunday, I got home.
May I got
Nelly Zima. May I just got home and blacked out.
mimi nilifika home lunchtime like the meal I am.
I know that's right.
And never you have no wrong. Idea then you were going to go to podcast me same year. I was like, damn, I thought about it in the cab. I was like,
you thought about
it anyway, I was like, save that one. I think I got notes.
Tick. Tick.
Wow.
Anyway,
so yeah. What you agreeing? I didn't I mean,
you are a meal.
Home lunchtime, like the meal I am.
Oh, you are a meal. You are a meal, child. Have you all seen her? Miss L Boogie. Miss so L Boogie. Know. Recognize.
Do you know where that name is from, though?
Lauryn Hill. Yeah. I think most people would say Lauryn London. But you it's, yeah, Lauryn Hill.
Nakom Kata, the other day, we were at the function, and then Ukasema watches Aliyam.
Oh yeah,
I was lost.
We had a
little
Aliyah session.
That's when we bonded. Yeah,
we had a little Aliyah session.
You said as you watched the Aliyah, I was like, watches the who? Huh?
Aliyah.
Nama Yangs.
Aliyah. Whoa, whoa! I had not expected it.
I feel like transit to Konga to wrap it up. No, nisito jengango.
I know.
I feel like
we should drink too. What's it?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna throw all the idiocy here. All of it shall be thrown. So anyway.
Ooh, child.
That's what you never want to. That's the only time a nigga ever listens to you.
By the way.
Come with me.
Then, yeah.
Respect me. No.
And then minutes later.
Buy me food. No.
Minutes later.
No.
Are you on birth control? A child.
Are you on birth control? You should be. Ladies out here.
I am on the thing, the insert.
Yours is
yeah.
Why?
It's like since 2019. Since 20. I did do the pill thing though.
Yeah, I may do the pill
thing. I did the pill thing
so
for some time.
But
and
I also,
actually, I prefer it because this one has fucked me up, man. It's a lot.
Oh, it's quite in a. Who hated in school?
It's a lot. It's hormonal.
But so is the pill. So is the pill. It's also hormonal.
But I don't know. With the pill, really, even my Miss P, mm-hmm. Miss P would behave. This one, Miss P just comes whenever
voila.
She decides. Yeah.
Also,
it's
you
irregular.
Never oh yeah, with the pill, you never.
Yeah. Cause the last week.
You never get your period. Okay, you get your period, but like it lasts like a day.
Really?
Yeah.
How fortunate are you? Like God, you're
rich.
Like God,
but
God's
also,
chosen one.
Yeah, I'm God's chosen one. Mine don't.
Cause I have a joy experience. You know me, mine's 7 days, child.
My period is the lightest, lasts the shortest, and I don't get no cramps.
Must be nice, man. Must
Minimum
be.
MC.
Oh yeah, I remember the time I wanted to beat you up about that when we were still at Chanel's. Yeah, cause I was so vexed. I was like, what the fuck?
All of you were vexed.
What the fuck?
So I was like, I was being attacked.
I was like,
watch, I don't
bitch.
Get my period. I was like,
this bitch. God's favor. Are you God's
so
favor?
I'm lucky.
Are you
I'm
God's
lucky. Faith? I'm just lucky. The
You're
universe
lucky,
just
man.
Loves me,
man. Man, me with every birth control, it's always still been 7 days. With or without birth control, it's like 7 days.
Anyway, so episodes, yeah, about birth control.
I know.
So, ladies, get on birth control, protect yourselves. Also, still strap up, carry a condom.
Yeah,
you.
For
I
sure.
Saw,
for
so,
sure.
I saw someone
for
on sure. the timeline saying, "Ati, you guys, kwanini mnabebanga condoms."
Yeah, because you know what?
No,
you asked
no,
for baba.
He was shaming because he was saying, "Ati, mnabeba condoms in hopes of smashing people you don't
no.
know." And I was like, okay, yeah.
No.
Even if you do smash someone you don't know. Hair don't want a condom, right?
Yeah, because you know what?
Right?
This is what barbers. Man, every time you ask, you know, so okay, fine. They set the mood. We start. Even if it's like a one-night stand, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So we've been making out. So I know where this is going.
Yeah.
And then I ask you, do you have a condom? And you say no. And I'm like...
Do you ever feel like it's safer to buy your own condoms?
I feel like it's always safer. It's always a safer bet because
yeah,
this is what barbers out here.
Condoms.
This is what barbers
after
out here.
After the only when I cut a condom, I was like, not me.
No, even.
No openness,
have you
bitch.
Watched?
Or also,
This May Destroy You.
This May Destroy You.
Yeah, Michaela Coyle, this Nigerian babe who's
mm-hmm.
in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
She won an award. She won an award. Yeah, she won an award for that whatever
for
that series yeah
mm-hmm. oh it's a series uh-huh.
yeah it's just like I think it's like a limited series. I think it's just season one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they'll have a season two. I don't know, but it's about like abuse and like different forms of abuse. And I saw there's an episode where a guy
mm-hmm.
removed a condom like
when
mid-fucking
sex,
yeah
that's
which is still
rape.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because
exactly.
it wasn't consensual.
It wasn't consensual. Yeah, you didn't tell me you were removing. Me, I knew. there was a condom. Yeah. And then, and this is what barbers, man.
But me also feel like it's also safer because then you'll know what type of condom that is good for you.
Yeah.
What you should use.
Did we talk about the sex education episode where the guy got an allergy? Oh, it was with you, yeah? Oh,
yeah, me, I used to think. First thing that shit was just, I don't know. Okay, I didn't. When I saw it in the film, I was like, "Wana chachisha."
No.
So I went and I read about it.
I've had people getting allergic to latex condoms.
I didn't know. Me personally, I like to get condoms that make me feel good.
Yeah,
you know the ribbed
ones. The ribbed ones, girl.
But yeah. I like to get something that would make me feel good. Because nigga, I'm talking kujana, sure,
sure. Isn't it a chore?
Imagine.
Isn't it a chore?
So I usually say, imagine, watch me in a toilet with the condom. Usiju embarrass.
Yeah, don't embarrass yourself.
Yeah, because it's okay. Let me come equipped. I say both of us.
Yeah, I'll say both of us.
Because me ukitoa shua na kuchapa nayo. I'ma beat you with it. And then can you imagine at you say me toa shua like a whole line at you ready to go the whole night. Nigga.
Hey, jieshimu bitch. Jieshimu bitch. How naibu?
I don't know how this turned out to be us advertising condoms. But strap up. Either way, strap up. Yes, it's a good conversation.
So but now that we're on the barber topic.
Simp.
I like how we went to be all
simp. If you ain't simp and say I. Right, because
but you know what?
It's crazy. I feel like people like to say you are simp for doing actual things.
For actual, yeah, the bare minimum.
I was genuine with you. Minimum. I was honest with you, and I'm a simp. I'm checking up on you. I'm a simp.
I think I saw a tweet today.
No, I'm a simp.
I saw a tweet today that said buying your girl roses is the bare minimum. It is the bare minimum.
You need the lowest of the lowest bare minimum. Coco chili, coco in the pits of hell.
So why would someone call you a simp? Buying your girl flowers,
but you know, me now from because there's a time I was out and then I bought me flowers, and the homies were like, I was like, squeezy, Connie. So there's no woman he's ever bought for flowers, squeezy, flat bro. Flowers are like how much? You want
3 so
imagine,
three,
so. And that's what niggas are getting pumped over buying. And that's why niggas are getting pumped over buying. That's very embarrassing.
But me so tattoo.
Now I'm saying, squeeze, but then again,
even niggas and buying you chicken in, so yes. Tattoo. Uh-uh. And then what I call to na kashida.
Buying you, don't point me. My niggas take me out to eat.
Take you out to eat.
My niggas know I eat.
Child, I know that's right.
Kuna siku, maybe it's a bad day. But not chicken and KFC.
I know.
I know there are days, they're going to be bad days. And that's okay.
That's
but
all right.
Actually, you feel like you want to go and tell people that, asa na bayanga glow KFC.
Hata unaibu.
Puking blood.
Hata unaibu.
Puking blood.
And you are ashamed of yourself. And you are embarrassed.
That's what I'm telling you. Flowers are so bare minimum.
Like, they are very bare minimum. They're really bare minimum.
Yeah, you go in the minimums.
They're not even. I know. It's barely in the minimums.
Barely.
POP. Hold it down. It is the bare minimum, man. Like, do better. To be honest.
And you know,
there's
someone out here who flex at you.
Is that a flex? But you know that more expensive bouquets, it depends on the whatever.
On the bouquets, the money bouquets.
Don't
buy me. I don't like flowers. Yeah. Flowers don't even last.
I don't fuck with roses like that. I'm not a big fan of.
I don't fuck with flowers because I don't know how to take care of them.
I'll send you a video of how to.
No, I every saw day, like, you trim, sugar yeah. in water. Stringy.
Or there's some that come with that. Some that come with that sachet that has like you.
I don't have the time. Is he buying the sachet?
The ones you buy in Lovington, they come with that sachet.
I don't have the time.
Can you be a plant mom?
I can have cactuses.
Wow, you see?
Cactuses don't need that.
See, they don't need so much attention.
Exactly. So, you know, see you when I see you.
There is nowhere in this life I was born and I made an agreement that I want to be a mom.
Ever. I didn't even want to be born in the first place. Maybe
What if I wanted to be a tortoise?
You know?
Just
a dog.
Moving around. I never want to be a dog. Dogs really? Are so mistreated. Especially if you're a stray. If you're a house dog, it's nice.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'd rather be a house dog. I'd rather be a Doberman.
Hey, to me, a stray in Bali. From sibling to being dogs.
I know.
Anyway, like these niggas.
They dogs. They dogs. Woof, woof.
No, but why do people say niggas are dogs? Dogs are so nice. Dogs are loyal.
Dogs are loyal. By dogs the are clean. Way,
niggas just by
the,
be.
Very much the opposite
niggas
of
niggas just be niggering.
Niggas are niggering.
The nigger agenda.
Pushing the nigger agenda. But you know, I feel like how like people complain about like simping, it's more of like toxic masculinity. Because it's usually the wababas that are usually like,
So I'm praying in a conga, like I feel like it's also like an insecurity or some shit.
Really?
A nigga feels like he doesn't have someone to do these things with.
Oh, so now Akiona, he's trying to make
yeah,
fun
Akiona,
of you.
Their boys are doing something with the babe. They're like, okay, let me shun it. Let me shun it so he stops doing it. So we're
that's
all single together.
Man.
Niggas love each other. They want to be together. So when they see their nigga is going to a babe, when I'm like, watch any shando arudi uku.
They are rude, yeah.
Because he has to be here.
To the PS. So I can see you every day.
I don't know. I might be niggas' business, but I feel like that's what it is.
It is.
Maybe I shouldn't be niggas' business, but I feel like that's what it is. That's what y'all doing.
But I don't have a problem with it. I don't even think it's simping. It's just loving you, right? So I don't even think I ever have a problem with.
Let me tell
I
you.
I have a problem with me simping
right
for a nigga.
Me Google the meaning of simping because I feel like people misuse it. One thing about people misuse a word. So,
for sure.
Okay. Urban Dictionary in a sense, someone who
we
does.
We love Urban Dictionary. You know what it is?
It's a ghetto dictionary.
We're from the hood.
Trenches.
West side. We're from the west side.
We okay. So East Coast.
Someone
who does way too much for a person they like. So I don't know if it means
that
you're not receiving on the receiving end. I feel like being a simp would mean you're not receiving.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah.
Should you be shunned for being a nice person? Just
no. But then also, I think it's really unfair to not be. Get like the reciprocation back. I'd want to if I'm.
You
if
can't
I'm,
force someone to reciprocate. You can't force someone to renew your word. You know.
No, but no. I think it's meant to be a given. I think it's meant to be a given because I feel like. Okay, fine.
I know you can love someone, but it doesn't mean they have to love you.
Exactly.
You can be nice to someone, but doesn't mean they have to be nice to you.
Exactly.
So.
And then that's now, you see, the thing is, you see that, you clock that situation,
yeah.
And you
if
head
you're
out.
A smart one.
And you head out.
Yeah, if you're
you
a smart one,
me
you won't see
kwapo mjinga. I cannot.
People,
you cannot take me for Egypt.
No, but you want to tell me.
Love is blind.
You want to tell me there's never a time where you've been doing the most for someone. Nah, I'm not finding a minimum shit. He ain't doing nothing.
Oh, yeah. This one is embarrassing.
Yeah, you see.
This one is
you
embarrassing.
See, we've all been
and
there.
You know,
we've
and
all
you know,
been there.
You know what? You know what? You know what?
These foul niggas.
You know what ethnicity it was?
What?
It was a Nigerian man. It was a Nigerian.
You're a Liji Peleka.
Can't
blame nobody but yourself.
Yeah,
next.
Yeah.
You deserve that one.
This is.
I'm embarrassed.
But let me tell you. Mm-hmm.
Were you getting money though?
Yes.
Okay, so
this one was more of an emotional abuse.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get
easier.
Don't worry about it.
Keep your head.
So explain your simping story. Me suggest simp.
No, I wasn't. Okay.
No, suggest simp, maybe. Keep it player for real.
Keep it player
for
real.
That's me.
I'm embarrassed. I don't even think I'll do this on air.
But
I can't.
That's why
air.
I keep on saying, is it simping?
You
would just be you are just a nice person to the wrong person.
Yeah, to the wrong person. Because usually, ask my host.
Oh, you go out. So I'm single and I heard you playing both sides. What'd it do?
What'd it do, baby?
Hey,
what it do, what it does.
Can you get your
number? What it is, it?
Abu, unasema simping sote kama tu.
Niko. But I'm embarrassed.
You know
the thing is, I'm a bad bitch. No, I cannot spoil my rep in this.
Bitch gets slick, I'ma cut the bitch.
I'm a bad bitch.
Stuck some dude. If that bitch gets slick, bitch. Oh, but Nikki says I got canceled, Emma.
Damn. No. Me, the people I can't have.
She's been doing some scary shit. So.
No, anyway. Is it really?
No. Sidai the babzu. Watch it. Watch it to happen.
Yeah, no.
I'm good. Woo! I'm good off that.
Those are them that cutthroat. That cutthroat fans,
off
that. Man.
I'm good off that. So me personally, I don't think simping is simping.
Yeah, simping is. We misuse the word, man.
Yeah. Okay, one thing about Twitter niggas. Twitter niggas gonna misuse a word. Utakula yo word daddy.
Is it really Twitter niggas or is it Kenyan Twitter niggas?
I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna KOT. I was like, come here. She said what she said.
I said what I said.
Missy G. It wasn't me. It wasn't
you. Indirectly, Umeruka.
It wasn't me.
Okay, Shaggy. Okay.
But I feel like, squeezy, I feel like simping is more of a, you know how things have been, not trying to mirror a word, but let me just use it, something that's been normalized.
Yeah.
You know how back in the day, thy old day, Romeo, thy Romeo.
Romeo, thy Romeo.
Everyone wanted to be a Romeo, yeah? People would even cut their legs to be a Romeo, you know?
Yeah.
Nowadays, people
would
cut
Casanova
their...
Some shit.
Yeah. Nowadays, people would cut their legs to be a future. Future Hendrix. It's what's trending, you get. So it's more
people
of,
want to be a Scorpio nigga when they're not even Scorpio niggas.
They're not Scorpio niggas. They want to be a Gemini so bad, and you're not.
Relax. So people, pipe down, boo.
Exactly.
Pipe down.
So back then, What if back then it was to a flex of who can be the most romantic nigga?
Yeah, a little castle.
You know, who could be
oh,
what,
wait.
You know?
Romeo, Casanova is future. Because I feel like Casanovas are like the players and then the Romeos are like the lover boys. Okay. My bad.
So, oh, that's what you were saying.
Yeah, I said Casanova and I'm like, I realized Casanova is...
So yeah, so what if Kitambo 2, the trend was being a romantic nigga? And now the trend is just being
a douchebag.
A mess, toxic.
Masculinity nigga.
So you see, now everyone is competing to be the best future.
How unfortunate. That's sad.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's what it is nowadays. Nowadays, it's just a trend. It's like how skinny bodies are in, thick bodies are out.
It's always a trend. It's always
good
a trend.
Good niggas are in, bad niggas are out.
There's this YouTuber I watch. She, like, talks about, like, you know, she's American. I mean, well, she's Senegalese, but born and raised in America.
Mm-hmm.
And she talks about, born and raised. she talks about like you know, I mean she's like very pro black,
mm-hmm.
and
the person I had pro black. No, let me not say it. I'm not gonna be a bad day. So I'm gonna go blonde.
Off the air. Wow. You know,
I'll tell you what I thought.
I feel like this. I know where this is going.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I thought. A lot of things that I thought wrong.
May I not
and
laugh
when I find
at you?
Out, I'm like, glue.
Damn. Kwani, I thought Achilles.
Are you dyslexic?
Achilles, refuse.
Just think, bro. Think.
Just think.
Think, baby girl.
Think. Think.
To me, I have
use
to
your brain. So ni machi ya mani.
Now you're gonna be too personal.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm the only one allowed to roast myself.
Girl, I love you. You know I lure you. You know I lure you. You know I lure you. Don't give me that face.
We say my post at home. I don't mean just at home.
So she was saying how
really
like
back in.
really back
why,
in.
Why do you take things that I say?
I got the bag to the friend. Bitch, I'm the new CNN.
Ricky Thompson is such Anyway. Acha.
I love Ricky Thompson.
You're distracting. Yeah, Sunana. I ask myself, use your brain.
Will you be? My distraction, babe.
I'm not saying it with you no more until you say the story.
Right. So this episode where like they're talking about like, you know, like bodies, right? Okay. And how like from like the Victorian era back to now the Kardashians era, mm-hmm. right? And it's always been like an in and out trend. I'll send you the link. Mm-hmm. Like at a point in time,
to the way video vixens.
Now? She actually did. Actually, look for a video called 2000s Vixens. Exactly.
Every woman is they just yummy.
Yes. And that's how you know, black girls, we've been doing this shit. We got booties and shit. And the thing is, yeah, what she said, for black girls in those videos, and I have something else to say.
No worries. Yeah. Go ahead.
And it's really off topic, but yeah, still.
Go ahead.
She was like, those videos, when you notice, black girls at that time, it's not like they're, sure, like their tummies were flat, but like not that flat.
It wasn't still like a little bit.
It wasn't unrealistically flat. There were natural bodies.
You were just naturally fine.
Yes, exactly. Natural. She's saying they were accepted. Mm, they were accepted.
Umeva. Please remember Umeva, but.
But. There's always a but.
Umeva, but.
There's always a
Umeva,
but. Now, no. this babe called Young Baby Tate. She's like a rapper, singer. Right now, she's like kind of trending because like so many people in her comments were like, you have money now, because now she's like,
oh, I think I saw her pictures.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay, society. Like you,
I feel like I'm
too shaky.
Me, I'm the worst person to have this conversation with.
Really?
I really don't care about bodies.
Exactly. I said the same thing. Society.
Genuinely. I've never looked at myself and I was like, I wish I was a bit here.
Yeah.
I've never.
Oh, no, but you know what? I actually have. I think I can. I could get, not that it, like, it's
a concern. But you pointed it out before.
But if I could get, like, you know, my titties done a bit. Because I still want to not wear bras.
Yeah, you have said that before.
I could get my titties done, but like not like big. I still want to not wear bras. But like maybe like just I want to maintain the same cup size.
I feel like if I'm ever rich, there's so much to do with that money other than fixing your
body. Fact.
Guys, hey, what a daddy do? What a daddy na yo bibi
mwako? And you know the thing is, the chances are they can actually backfire and you could die.
Wait, you know how it could backfire because the nini, the doctor, whatever, the surgeon, whoever did a wrong thing. Can just happen.
There's something I was watching now. The same babe, I'm telling you, the pro black babe, yeah. Mm-hmm. The same video, the video for bodies and everything, about grafting, because it's either you do lipo and you add to, the thing is with grafting, you don't have enough like fat to remove from your body, so you have to, they have to like, I guess like create it. It's like synthetic. Mm-hmm. Lipo is more natural because it's fat from your body, so but grafting,
anyway,
it could kill you. Chances are they could kill you. And I remember there's a babe sometime maybe like 2-3 years back, a Kenyan babe, mm-hmm. who she died, and the family was even suing the doctor because she
was
got her, like a boob job or something.
One, yeah, it was the one that was in Canada. I remember it. I remember seeing it. Upper Galeria.
This shit is dangerous.
Your shop is
Upper
Galeria next to Bata.
Really?
Yeah, it was just there.
Really?
Yeah, it was just there.
What was that? Imagine. Joanne Tumeloa Galeria.
Imagine it was there. Even me, I saw it. When it was open, I saw it.
Really?
When I used to go there, I saw it. It was there.
I didn't know.
And then, like, when I saw it, a week later, none of your story, I could sue. And I remember even telling my mom, I was like, I see you to Kenya. Doctors were gone.
But there's a white doctor who's, like, really good.
I found out later.
Yeah.
On. But then,
yeah. It's none of your concern anymore.
I would say love yourself, but I feel like also love yourself is such a...
Yeah.
It's not easy to just accept killer kid. Yeah.
It's easier said than done.
Yeah. But depending
on... You know, I'm a bad bitch.
Come on, depending on your dog. So,
but then again, also, I feel like there's always a debate on that as well.
Yeah,
the thing I feel for, like also if you don't love yourself, you can't
force
love you?
Someone to love themselves. You can't force body positivity. These are things you can't force.
Yeah, it's usually personal.
On because at you won't feel leaving, you won't expect him to say I feel leaving.
Yeah, it's none of your personal, business. Man.
Shut up.
It's personal.
Yeah, shut up. Mind your business. Maybe I usually fit these topics. I don't think Ilya because I don't know how someone feels.
Yeah.
So you don't have to speak on it. Shut up. Just because you know it on your end doesn't mean you know it.
It's
on
the
their
same.
End.
Yeah, it can't but be anyway, the same.
Turning back to the romance.
The romancing.
The romance. Hendrix's wannabes.
Not that I have, I have nothing against Future, cause
the first time, let me tell you, from the time I was just making polite banter on Twitter, I diss Future a bit. I listen to Future. I like Future. I listen to Future.
Yeah.
I just diss,
yeah,
like you want to your, I want to your
jokiso,
to
jokiso,
kusumbwa to us.
Jokiso.
Never kids in Africa.
Kids in Africa.
I was put in
what
my
what are those fans called? They're called Hendrix's? What are they called?
Future Hive.
It's called Future Hive.
Yeah, it's called Future Hive. The second I did that, I was like, you know what? Never again. Even for jokes, never again.
Oopsie.
Never again. I was so sorry. And the last thing is, I actually like Future. So I was like,
yeah.
It was just small jokes. Let me tell you, people got personal. There's nothing like being insulted with international folk.
I know.
Unajua Kenyans unazawa lenga. Unaweza imagine tu mse labda tu wako kwa bed sita na jiko moja ananisumbua. Oh well. Do you insult me all you want. I'm living better.
The picture of someone on a bed sita
I would have been imagining girls. So I don't take it to heart. But then now, hey, these foreign niggas, where?
That's been personal. But then you see even them, they could be in their mom's basements. They could be struggling as well. Sure. I mean, like, just cause you're in the States, you're not really
but
making it.
But struggling abroad, you don't have to. Inakanga better than
struggling. Better. Eh, by the way, uko ni the ghetto.
I don't know if series are normally real, but have you ever seen how series normally show you that you're struggling, mid-20-year-old having their own apartment?
Yeah,
you're
like
struggling.
Friends.
Imagine you're struggling.
Like friends.
That's struggling.
Like how I
that's
met your
you.
Mother. That's struggling.
Like your apartment looks so nice. I would want that apartment.
I mean, me in my 20s,
me sina haraka.
Sina haraka either.
No one ever pressure me to move out.
Oh, no,
one
but...
Ati nikule Indomie Monday to Monday? Nah.
But I'm the good. Things, the thing is, for me, mm-hmm. It's the drama. Because now you see,
I go...
Yeah. No. My parents have always been cool. Me, if you know me, you know my parents used to drop me... Like in high school, they used to drop me in Club Vola. If you know, you know.
Is it?
Back in the day, yeah.
Sorry.
My dad used to drop me even. My brother started DJing when he was in class 8.
But okay, so you know, I remember my mom did the same thing. But my mom would only drop me because she never wanted me to lie about where I was
exactly.
going.
Exactly. Same. Yeah. You know, what happened actually, how that came about was because I lied about going to Jump Off. And then I was going to TSO. And
well,
then I went to Jump
how
Off.
How old are we?
And then
we can't just be 20. Jump Off. Hey, we can't just be 20. We have to be at least 30.
Tumeza. Tumeza.
I have to be at least 30.
I have to be at least 30, man.
Ain't no way.
Nah.
Hey, Jump Off.
Hey. Man.
Back in my days.
Back in my heydays. When I was young.
I was like trapping, you know, Molly Percocet.
You know,
anyway, my kids will have to know that.
We're back to Future Hendrix.
Well, but like my favorite definitely have to be Young Thug. Young Thug is such a romantic nigga. Even
really?
If he's like not romantic directly, he's romantic. Have you seen his tweets?
I think I have.
He likes being bossed around with his girlfriend. Ooh. You know, that's what she's here to do.
Does he say anything about, because you know me, I think not giving head is a deal breaker for me.
Me, the last time when I got head, it was so bad. It was so bad.
Maskini.
Oops, that was
sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Anyway, we move.
We locomote, mom. We locomote.
Okay.
Oopsie daisy.
Nakata wa niache.
Oopsie.
Either way, Najwa Skizangi podcast.
So. Oh my god, I've just remembered your last head story. Oh. That was unfortunate.
Okay, okay, so. Wait, so you think a romantic nigga has to be a nigga that gives you head?
No, not necessarily, but I think me not well, giving head.
Nimonge about romance and immediately you went to head.
I know. Oh, no, no, no. You know, no, no, no. Good because head is a lot of this, you know, celebrity niggas are just like...
Niggas brag that they don't give head. Yeah. But I think it's because they don't know how to give head. So they don't want to embarrass themselves. So they'd rather just say, I don't give head.
Does that sound familiar?
What a game, the game, mama.
The game is Kobe. The game.
Kobe. Kobe. Yeah, game in the game. What?
But yeah, I think so. I think so. I think it's yeah, not man, knowing how to give head.
So. They don't know how to give head, so they'd rather not. You know, niggas never.
They don't want to embarrass.
They never want to accept they don't know something. Just ask me.
But ask. But yeah, ask me. But you know, the thing is, even with just regular fucking, a lot of babes don't come through.
Why? Podcast.
Why? Yeah, money.
Okay, I'll just excuse her. But one of these days, I usually think my mom is going to listen to something
she might,
that
I've she
been
might
at,
just.
And she's just going to think, this is the child I raised. But it's okay. Yeah, you raised me.
Yeah, you did, you raised me. Well,
and I love you. I love you so much. I hope you're not so disappointed. I love you so much.
I love you. You know.
Man, me now, Nanga, that's the agenda of head. Niggas don't know how to give head to the other. Just say, MCP and Nangi head.
But then even with fucking, I think it's still the same thing. I feel like...
The problem is now with fucking, that's a different story. Niggas normally think, hey, I'm a fanya the
they
most.
They think, oh my god. They think, oh my god.
Whole time I'm just waiting
and
for
I was like,
you
oh,
to.
Oh, I know you came, like,
stop
oh
bouncing
child.
On me. Get
I mean,
off.
I mean, child, you're just masturbating inside me. We're not. We're hey, not fucking
we're
me.
Not,
you're
not quite
just...
explicit. I know the I know my episodes are explicit. Girl, you're explicit. Explicit. You're like, hey, I'm like, hey, okay, Quenny, you're explicit, girl.
Negro.
Anyway,
parental so advisory.
Even if you're episode in Nafaku and Dishatu, please don't listen if you feel like you're going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, trigger warning.
Oh, yeah, niggas normally warning. Think they've done the most and you've done absolutely nothing. But do you normally feel like it's also niggas to blame alone? Am I also us babes? We need to tell a nigga what to do.
We need to
I
tell
feel like when it comes
to
sex, both
modest.
Of you guys have to communicate. Yeah, you can't
we
just
try
blame
to
one
be.
Person.
But you see, the thing is, okay, for us, I feel like for us, okay, I think for both. Male and female.
Me,
yeah.
Me, accepty. The time when I got bad head, I feel like maybe I should have said something. But what did I do? I fake moaned.
Can you see I'm looking at you? Because I know the story.
Damn. When you're putting the face through it, you're like, ay, ay, ay. Ay, 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 boy, yo, yo. So anyway, I feel like at the time, maybe I could have just, you know, come up here, babe. Come up here.
Come here.
You don't have to be down there. So, you're doing it wrong.
So, what
you see,
I want you
yeah,
to do
yeah,
is...
Easily, I could have said that, but then... In your quite very awkward.
But that's right what I'm on. Telling you. It's how society is set up. We're set up... we're meant to be... Right? As women, we're meant to be modest. Actually, for a long time, sex was just for men and not for women.
Hate these niggas.
For us, it wasn't... It was the pleasure... It was men's pleasure. It was never ours. Now is when we're getting to a place where, you know, we're realizing
we
also females
satisfied.
Are sexual beings. Yes. We also deserve. We deserve to be sex.
I deserve
to be sexified. Oops, satisfied.
Sexified sounds right too.
I guess.
I deserve to be sexified.
I guess.
Wait. Hey, you know the sound we buy in a different context.
I
but,
know.
Okay.
Oopsie.
Oopsie, me bonyoka. I want that word.
Ciao. Exiting.
I'm tapping out. But anyway, you were saying, I just have in your quest now. Akili kaya wathog. Ulikuwa up in the area and you ulikuwa.
Wah. Wow.
Let me tell you, there's a time
that is a violation, and personally,
Niliambo Ivo Shule, imagine.
Personally, I will not take that.
Imagine Niliambo Ivo Shule.
That one day
I don't know
a
what
violation.
I was doing, but I remember that day so well. I don't know what I was doing. I think I wasn't paying attention. I don't know.
Siangese my goldfish.
I don't know why my teacher hated me, but I was chilling. And then I think Niluliz was Wali, and I just wasn't paying attention. I don't know if I was talking. I don't know if I, you know, class clown up in this bitch. So I don't know.
I didn't know. List number one times 100.
Apple to make her depressed girl. To make her depressed girl from the beginning, you know. So anyway, so it's Sijuni Lifanya Nini. So my teacher turned to me and I was like, huh?
What?
And literally, you know that one of you're thinking, huh? But now I add a, like Nili Toa. Like you could hear it.
Yeah, you could hear the huh. Huh?
So he looks at me like, hey, then he said it. It was like, Kwani,
I can't my
have a brain of a warthog.
Oh my God.
He asked me, Kwani, you have a brain of a warthog? I was like, wow. In front of people. Oh, no. I never had a crush in my class. But anyway, could have been. My crush could have been
in
my class.
Yeah.
And this nigga
yeah.
just bodied me like that. I was like, wow.
This is embarrassing.
Look at me now.
Bad bitch. Bad bitch. Ass fat. I don't know what that's right.
It could be fatter. You could do better ass.
No, no. Focus on my yako minta simanini yangu.
Ooh, cha, things are
going to be. I'm a head out for real.
Anyway, I'm a head out for real.
Tuna digress.
Anyway, so yeah, niggas think they know, but they don't know. But also, what if we're also the ones who don't know?
No, let me
do
tell you.
Do you ever feel like on your end also... Hey, Kwani, am I defending the men? Yuck.
I'm wondering.
But anyway, since we don't have a male voice, do you ever feel like... Let me play... You know, Hunger Devil's Advocate.
Devil's Advocate, yeah.
Let me play both sides. So, do you ever feel like also maybe you haven't satisfied a nigga the way he was expecting?
Barely. Barely?
Yeah. But don't think about it. Don't think about it in a context of where women are always right. We're always right. But don't think about it
no,
in a context.
No, but
of,
listen, a man always busts a nut. What am I doing? I'm not busting a nut. That's why I said you're masturbating okay, yeah, inside I mean, me. Don't say that. I'm single, but I'm mad at it. I'm mad at it. I'm actually happy.
I don't know how to have casual sex. I don't know how to have casual sex.
Really? Shit. I think you realize at this point, I'm like,
me when I have sex, there are things I do that I think trap myself. I'm over there making eye contact. I'm over there telling you things. And
oh
like,
no!
Now
listen,
in my head, I'm feeling
casual
myself.
Sex, I'm looking at the ceiling. I'm closing my eyes. I'm looking at the ceiling.
Eye contact is so sexy. It's so sexy.
Or I'm like, cause like if I'm on top, I'll be like looking over here.
crazy. Wow.
I try not to trap myself. Don't be in fear.
Kuna
tweet kwa mali making some time back. Alisa manga, you guys are
so fine.
I know.
I shout at her.
She's a bad bitch.
I'm Ava too.
Like
nobody's asking.
I'm a pikika. I'm a karangika.
And I'm going to last
know. Time. Like, really?
She's so fine. Anyway,
she's so fine. Oh, yeah, there's a tweet. She's like, I'm not saying it verbatim, so I have to remember. But I remember I think I have to check. I might have a screenshot, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, you guys are scared to...
point around the room. No, I'm just looking at it.
It's a Samsung, baby. Don't even say that. She's a male. Not on air. It's a Samsung Katululu. It's not an XTG, boo.
It's okay. This one, my jari bingi.
But she said something like, you guys are scared to fall in love because of premium tears. She's like, you know what? You fall in love and then premium tears unapambana badae. Badae. Kesi badae, man.
Nika my video.
Kesi badae, man. Nika
ikienda around you ati umeachwa mara saba na ujakufa.
By the way, we move. We locomote, mama. We locomote. We leave. How is it die?
Don't post me, we move.
Una die, Julia. I'm Berber.
Well, me, sometimes I need the break. I don't get how people normally break up with someone. Even
I know.
Flings, alafu, jump into the next
I
one.
I know, because I mean.
Hey, Kwani, what? are you breathing a different
air? Commercial break.
Commercial break.
Commercial break.
So I was like, Aji, I'm gonna find your shit, Aji. How?
I don't know. I don't understand. Because me, personally, to be honest, I think I've only been in 3 or 4 serious relationships. I've never...
Four?
Actually, 3.
Girl, I've been in 1.
Actually. Really?
My last one didn't count. I know you're looking at me like, this last nigga, no, he didn't count. We were only together for a while now, but I didn't find your mother around.
I didn't find your mother around, man.
I can't come my boyfriend. Hey, fuck you.
Yo, that one.
Fuck you when I cook you,
that one, there's a violation, man. That was a violation.
I'm going to call your mother. Come on. Seasoned.
Salted. Readily salted.
You know. Hey,
ukunze it's tea for tough, man.
Niggas can even make you forget your fine, you know. Your valia,
they make you forget you're that bad bitch that you are. Allah?
Have you seen
Allah? Kwani mimi niongo?
Unaezafikiria umeiva, lakini unafikiria peke yako.
Peke yako. But you know what? You know what? I don't mind. Hata kama mimi nafikiria peke yangu, it's okay.
It's okay.
As long as I think it, I live it.
Even when you're not after tweets.
Screenshots. I screenshotted it.
Hey, bro, so baby to TV, ama.
Acha madharao. Acha madharao.
Okay.
What up on the ringi?
To my little flat screen, okay.
Stop it.
Find it.
Stop it.
Stop.
Nah, it gave me life. It gave me life, and
beautiful,
you know what?
Beautiful.
I might consider.
Imagine I want to do it again. Nilkoncha
sama siendi out this weekend, but.
What are you doing the texting?
The way it's looking?
I do the texting, you kama nimefanya nimepata the free ride.
So you'll come and scoop me up. You'll scoop me up.
I think we're neighbors. I'm free neighbors.
Yeah. But I'll be.
Unaishi kwa podcast. Ajikuna creeps, creepy crawlies. They're creepy crawlies.
It's just not penye naishi, nimesema penye. It was. Remember how people used to say it was magic? Last weekend was magic. It was a movie. Yeah, that was a movie.
We were in Disney.
That was a movie.
We're in Disneyland.
That was a movie, man.
I'm gonna do it again.
It was a nice place, man. And I like how, okay, I think now to me, but it was kind of lucky because the crowd that was there. Oops.
DM me if you want to know DM me if you want to know where I was. If you want to find me.
We were
at, the last guest I had on my episode. A bit scary. Just a little bit. Okay, a lot.
Tricky situation.
A lot bit scary. Why are you looking for me? What did I do?
I mean.
Am I committing some crimes? Would you commit a crime? I feel like I would.
I would. I have. I mean, I've
still been... It's doing a good podcast because I'm a mini criminal.
Mini criminal.
I don't know why. The sexual tension between me and being a criminal? I don't know.
Right.
Maybe I should just do it and get it out of my system.
But it depends. What would you want to do? Atas. You're Lazma Nyangali.
That's what I was waiting on. Ati, what?
Lazma Nyangali Twitter.
Twitter area.
But yeah, basically, it was just like premium tiers. Una pamba na badaya, man. We move. Because, I mean, character development, that's what we'll pick with, you know? We live and we learn. You don't think so? I mean, you've had your fair share. You miss Jakona.
That's how you shall speak? Well, okay. Character development.
Kwani ni mesema vibaya.
You share it all the function. So,
whoa. Oh. Wait, so, the function or the function?
No.
Isn't child's play? Child's play. Just child's play. Child's play. Not the real.
Small things.
Oh, nafikiria nini kwanza?
That's what I'm asking.
You know,
is
with
it
you,
the
you're
function?
Covered. I'm speaking to a pervert. Whoa. You and Groove? I never know. Whoa. So I have to clear myself.
But that's why I asked, is it the function or the function?
So what do you mean the function? You see? So me, I'm thinking function. Me, I'm thinking you mean like a litia party. That's not what you mean.
No. Girl. The second one. The first one was a function for real, but the second one, that's why I dragged it as a function.
Yes, where were we?
Ketchup.
Wherever we were, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Wherever we were, there was some fine guy. I remember he was tall, he had a beard.
Must be nice. You have recollection. I don't.
Me, mulikuwa outside. Let me tell you, meaning live in my year. I remember everything.
You remember? Wow.
I remember everything.
How does it feel to be God's face again?
So even if I embarrass my ass, it's going to be in the back of my mind. You know, that's a Homer Simpson meme. I go on top of butt. Those are my embarrassing moments.
You know, remind me to tell you something very disturbing about 15 Rooftop.
What's 15 Rooftop?
One word, 15.
What 15?
See, on Saturday.
Oh,
where?
Oh, that place where we bought
You're just from bragging about your memory, and then here you are, failing yourself.
It was just small relapse.
small relapse.
Just whoop. So
yeah, remind me to tell you something very disturbing about.
Why? What? Oh.
Ciao.
Okay, no, you can't say it on the episode because
we can't. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway. And you'll get really vexed about the situation.
I feel too much hot enough. Probably chatted for more than an hour.
I would, yeah.
Would you double date?
Yeah.
Would you double date?
Yeah.
I feel like double dating is very funny. Because, you know, men, we're their toxic masculinity. So now, okay. So when you're going on a double date, mm-hmm. Who pays? The niggas?
Yeah.
Never spend our money. Never spend our money. Nah. Our money is our money. Your money is our money.
Your money is our money. My money is my money.
Exactly.
Facts. Always.
So, now, if the niggas are paying, right? So now imagine I get something expensive.
They can go like, Dutch.
Let's say we're going on a double date, right? Me and you.
We should.
So I get something expensive.
Right now, I'm just with the babes only.
Hate these men.
I'm only with the babes. Well, Barbara's is a tricky situation.
I hate these men. So, now my question is, we're out on a double date, yeah? And my nigga, I order so much food. Like, let's say I order, but seafood, nini, yada, yada, yada. I get everything.
And then a starter. And then
me pull a cancer on Django.
Girl. Give me some.
This body just doesn't come easy.
It don't come easy.
I like to eat. I like to eat.
Same.
I don't like to feature. If you're going to feed me, feed me. If you're not going to feed me, songa.
Actually, please. Feed me. Actually,
said,
please.
As you make sure you make so much money, you know, so many children you to talk, so your daughters are not on Twitter asking niggas to buy for them wings.
I know. I've done that. I've talked about seafood platter on Twitter. I've talked about Habesha on Twitter.
Buy for you.
No, I'm just like
me. The last time I asked,
see someone just decide.
The last time a friend of mine, Dreams, fuck you, Dreams, fuck you and everything you stand for.
So
Dreams asked if people want e burger joint in a Tonga. This yummy burger joint. This guy, Uncle Nene's.
Oh, Uncle Nene's.
So he asked who wants Uncle Nene's. No, you're Mimi. Me.
Of course.
Me. Yes, me. Because I'm also thinking this is like a friend. I know him. So I'm like, hey, me. This nigga comes and he says, he like quotes it and he adds us into a group and he's like, 70 plus brokies.
Wow.
And the last time they shared about food, when you're in the timeline. Till today, it's still fuck Dreams. It's fuck Dreams and everything he stands for.
Whoa.
I nearly came on because I'm like, yeah, just chenga. They call me kwa streets, nakula madara kanjuk. He streets.
Kwa ground is different for you.
So now, where was I? Oh, so you know, without double dating. And then you get a simple meal. Maybe you're not a babe that eats a lot. Or maybe you're just not hungry that day.
Oh, no, it's a moment.
Okay, hypothetically.
Okay, hypothetically. Hypothetically.
So you're not a babe who eats a lot, yeah?
So you get what? Runa gets two fries na samosa moja.
Fine to menda.
So now this nigga is probably thinking, wait, was that the concept of what I wanted to say? Okay. So now maybe, and I feel like insecure that he's paying less. And so the nigga wants to show out. You get?
Mm-hmm.
So now he's trying to encourage you to get more stuff. So, because you know how these niggas are. Niggas don't
see,
try to
away,
show
Connie.
Out for women. Niggas always try to show out for each
for
other.
For the niggas, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Niggas are in love with
it's
each other.
It's a cocky battle, man.
Yeah, they're this in love type, with each other. Yeah. They care what they think. They care, you know, what my boy thinks.
No, kiwaambia watasikia vibaya. You guys love each other, man.
When I say I stay out of men's business. Well, we're in men's business today. What you gonna do?
Apparently, they say it's a man's world. So we are in men's business.
Puking blood. But yeah,
I
so,
shit on my hands and clap.
Do you ever feel like a nigga will try to, you know, compete? Or even you as a babe would feel like your nigga is probably doing less than. Let's say, what if my nigga is... Okay. Hey, nimesifu nigangwa a lot. Let's say your nigga... nimesifu my imaginary nigga. Let's say your nigga is way more romantic than my nigga. You know, pulls out a seat for you, does all these things. Nami wangwa kwapa and she didn't come in one of the boys. Meaning bogey. Hey.
Nigenja, man.
That trap niggas wanna find out previously.
Man,
PTSD crazy. But yeah, so he's treating you like one of the boys. Are you seeing where that competition can come in?
Yeah.
With double D's?
Yeah.
See, the
Cause now you see someone is pulling out the chair for you, and then me, I look at my nigga like, aren't you gonna do the same?
Hey, bro.
Aren't you gonna do the same? What's happening?
You know, he's telling you romantic shit. Maybe he brought flowers when he was coming to see you, and then my nigga has come with nothing.
Oh man, a double date could be awkward.
Let me tell you one thing.
Double date could be awkward. Yeah. Unless the word Berbers discuss it before.
Unless
nigga
copy anaweza. Like, hey, come on, nigga copy. Keep him at home. Ladies, leave your man at home. Because it's 11:30 in the club.
Jumping. And it's 11 club in the club. It's jumping.
Me personally, but I feel like that's the issue with double dates. But double dates can be fun.
I guess, you know, the thing is, yeah. Mm-hmm. See, they discuss it before we come for the date. Like the night before, they
but
say,
you know, the niggas who don't know they're not romantic.
Checky, me. It's not like buy flowers. Usianza pa umangaya kuleta ma flowers.
But there are niggas who know they're not romantic.
Yeah.
And they don't think about it. It's not at the...
Don't think about it too much.
I thought you don't like Drake.
No, no, Sampa. That's the original is Sampa.
Okay,
so
yeah, true.
Is it Sampa? Is it Sampa?
I don't know.
Ubdi guys. Ubdi baby.
Nilona tweeted, "Kisa mati Drake the type of nigga to say wiki wiki and wiki."
Oh yeah, I saw.
He is
a tweet that was like,
I don't know him, but I saw
Drake the type of nigga to say me when he's snoring. Like you go.
Hey, kwani ni Tom and Jerry. Hey, una check out. Hey, bro, I'm scared. Hey, are you breathing? Are you okay?
My brother says, una check out kwa na asthma attack.
I love it. I tell you, when you take her out on a date and then you finally get to hear her laugh. But it's always
the pangest
babes
is
the worst.
Nezaibisha.
Me not so ever because me not know. It's always the pangest babes is the worst.
So we not joke on that.
Come on, my friend, not nice.
It ain't not cute. Nezaka na kaivi lakini.
Love like you watched Goofy.
Yeah. I love that dad. He's so cool.
Let me tell you, having kids is a scam. The Goofy movie was literally his son just disrespecting him.
Right?
He was just trying to be a cool dad.
Yeah.
And
no, actually, he really was trying.
He's a cool dad, and then you're just over there.
Except for his laugh.
Not appreciating him. He's rough.
His laugh. I said laugh. We can run it back. Run it back.
But yeah, he was such a cool dad, and it was so unfair. I feel like
I know it was unfair, man.
Was cool,
having kids is a scam because it's at a point. It's at a point they'll treat you like shit, and you've just tried.
Remember that?
I wonder.
Remember that episode of Empire? Akirushwa kwa dustbin. they're gonna be me.
Me, I stopped Empire a long time ago, man. So I'm not so sure. Yeah,
Kitambo, babe. It was like season one when he found out Nani was gay.
Oh, Jamal.
I was laughing about that, but he threw him in the dustbin, and I was like,
Charles, you better not laugh. You know I'm very pro.
No, how do you throw someone in the dustbin? I know. You're shitty, quite funny. Me,
Charles, excuse
like...
me.
Because, and then the worst thing is, Taraji is just there running. No, no, Lucius. I'm like, bro, that's not doing anything. Your
house ID.
Your child is being thrown in the dustbin. Don't find anything. Because she's normally such a bad bitch in the streets. And then that's where you draw the line.
That's
you can't
you draw
smack
the line?
Lucius in
I know.
The head. Do
I
something.
Because it's not like you've not smacked Lucius before.
Exactly. But that's where you draw
the line. That's where you draw the line. Stick up for your child. This child came out of your vagina.
I'm not putting him to the dustbin.
I know.
But come
a whole grown,
imagine
come
say I'm
grown up. Kobe.
Konye the dustbini.
Konye dustbini. Okay, I told you your cost thing.
What did I say?
Last week we were trying to say. What are you trying to say?
Nili.
Trying to say something about Mahamri,
Nikola,
but you're like, outside. I was like, Charles, just
Nikola
stop.
The Mahamri.
Stop. Nikola the Mahamri needs. Ulukome bant.
Anyway.
Ulukome bant big time.
I never said by Swahili. What? Mili, Felix Swahili.
I mean, I was Nikola Gwiji. No, languages, both languages, yeah.
But now I was so weak in Swahili and I was so strong in English.
I feel like mine was just more of like
the worst
like a translation thing.
Our school. Did your school ever do that thing of post at the best compositions, worst compositions?
No, but I was called out for a couple of best compositions and best inches as
ours,
well.
Ours were posted.
Oh, posted. Posted?
So, na check it out. Gloria posted best composition.
I like how you're using Gloria.
And then worst incha. Gloria Bado. I'm like bilingual.
Both sides of the spectrum.
I'm bilingual. I could be good or bad.
Both sides of the spectrum, man.
Like
both it's extreme ends.
Yin and yang.
Yin and yang.
Yin and yang
balance. Light and darkness. Light and darkness.
Eh, Liliana tu inchangwa hapo nikasema what? My children really gonna do me like that.
Unapata shango na vigelegele for English. And then
nikama hiyo titi ya
ati. Kisani it's crickets.
Ati what insha goes with your life right now?
Nyumba yangu haina mayai. Nyumba yangu haina mayai.
Let me show you the one I found funny. That one was funny, but kwani? The text you may get and you may stuck a kid.
Ooh,
I'm sorry, my bad. Nice one, nigga, I want.
Hey, one of my name streets is the cut off.
I want none of y'all.
It's El Fongori, man. Out here. Out here, man. Wababas,
oh,
please.
No.
Wababas. Women are also bullshitting, man.
Bullshit? I'm not bullshitting nobody.
But women are trash.
I don't know, man. Women are horrible people.
We are
anyway,
horrible people.
At you? Hey, kidogo ni aribu already nikianza tu chamkufu na fu
ha
na mayang
na mayang
ya ndali ni baba
chamkufu
I'm the horrible women
the makufu yeah same except for that one situation where I'm Berber
ukicheza unaonanga we. I didn't have the game on
lock. Basically, yeah, I didn't have the game on lock. I thought I was that bad bitch. I thought. Kumbi, there's worse niggas out here.
Girl. You think you know the game. I didn't say I can you sure. The game.
Hey.
So you game, I can't get game.
Hey, I can't get game.
Game
sick game. Kumbi, you know.
Game.
Trial period, Bado. Niko, where? Tricky situation. Connie, how hydrate?
Hey, you can't even tell me how hydrated. Wait, when you were from the bottle.
Oh, no. No, I didn't mean that hydration. I meant the other hydration.
Girl, love your body. Love your body. Drink some water. Move the TV.
So, how embarrassing. You say you should still bleep it out? In case we decide to go next Saturday as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that place is a vibe.
Yeah, fuck what you too.
Yeah.
A hidden gem.
It's a hidden gem. I feel like, yeah.
To my M-Pesa if you want to know.
Yeah, if you want to know. My M-Pesa is also open.
Should I post the numbers in your DMs? When you say you're sending the money. But anyway, so I feel like we touched on the topics that I wanted us to touch on. Do you feel like you've gotten everything out of your system on my bonga? I know podding. Let me tell you, when you're done podding, you feel like you didn't say what you
there's
wanted
something,
to
yeah.
say.
Like, by the way, by the way. Now.
Say what you want to say.
I don't know, yeah. Just, you know, mm-hmm. I advocate for men. I'm quoting this, simping, because I don't think it's usually ever simping. Like, you know, doom. Because...
So, wait, you're saying niggas can't simp?
No, I'm saying do simp. I'm saying do simp. Because that's what I'm saying. I'm putting in quotes simping because yeah. it's not really simping. Like, just...
Ain't no such thing as simping. You were just a good person and you yeah. just taking advantage of. You were...
No, but then
I'm
again...
I'm a
lambda
peer woku some other
No, I think, yeah. I think also the situations vary because I feel like you could simp for someone who actually appreciates the simping.
Okay, but isn't that just them appreciating you being a good person? Yes, you could simp.
Yeah. Then it's not... Then simping yeah, is not even simping.
Yeah, simping is...
Then technically simping is not simping.
Simping doesn't exist. I exist.
So,
you know, if anyone ever calls you a simp, you're not a simp.
You're not a simp.
Ukosawa.
Yeah. You're just doing what has to be done. Ukobie.
That word.
Ukobie.
That part.
Min kobie.
What have been in the ghetto?
Dip in the trenches, in the hood.
But anyway.
What country are we? I'm using that picture for what country are we in? We're in the hood. We're in the hood. Americans are just... unfortunately.
Anyway, Americans are in the hood. So anyway, I feel like we touched on everything that I wanted to touch on. I feel like to my bonga for how long?
We didn't even check
for
the time
since we started. For 3, love season 94. I don't know. Time just be flying. But anyway. So yeah, we've done enough. We've done the most. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for supporting. Every time a DM you can respond about an episode, I appreciate the feedback. I appreciate everything. You can find us on my socials at glowful _ on Instagram, glow_full on Twitter. This is the first time I'm doing this. I feel like this is the first time I'm doing a proper outro. Nikona Manas, Leo Nikona Manas. And you can find the podcast page on Instagram, only on Instagram alone, at youbetterasksomebody_ on Instagram. Linktree is youbetterasksomebody, but it's a ritual. I guess unafak one or two on the description of my bio on my page. So guys, thank you much. Thank you so much for supporting.
Thank you so much for having
me,
man.
You can tell them your socials.
Me sinanga content.
Sina
content.
There's
nothing. I can't entertain you guys.
Naitwa Steph. Mkinipata.
Mkinipata.
Oh, well.
You know. Out here, people know me as Omwanda. You know, Omwash.
Omwash.
But no, I have no content to give you guys, so...
You're content.
I couldn't have your socials, man. But thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
She'll have you more and more and more.
Ooh.
Because of the fact that tonight she's so close.
I know.
So close.
Stone throw away.
Anyway, so, thank you guys. Bye.
Wrapping it up.